All right, let's join up now with Ted Glover. He is a contributor for DailyNorseMinute.com, SB Nation's home for the Minnesota Vikings. Ted, I know you're a big Ohio State fan as well. The last time I talked to you, both teams were undefeated. Then you look at the Buckeyes. They drop one at Penn State, close call at Northwestern. Back-to-back Vikings losses. What's happening in your world, man?
Man, it's crumbling. It's crumbling. Oh, man, it's falling apart in, like, I don't know, like 2 weeks. It's been a rough couple of weeks, but, you know. Right. Life goes on.
Yeah, indeed. That's what happens when you're a fan every once in a while. You could be a Carolina Panthers fan like me and expect a Super Bowl appearance this year and be 2-5 right now. So it could be worse somehow, some way. But this Vikings team, which lost tonight to the Bears, one of the most shocking losses of the week, 20-10 at Soldier Field just moments ago. The offensive line got rocked a bit for the second straight game. They gave up 5+ sacks. Do you think this is something that can be fixed within the season?
With the current personnel, I find it hard to believe that it can be at a significant level. I mean, you've got a unit that's been racked by injuries even before training camp started. You had to go sign Jake Long, who's kind of looking to be a shell of his former self. And who's left? I mean, people talk about trading, you know, for Joe Thomas or Joe Staley. You know, Vikings have less than $1 million in cap space left. I think ESPN's Ben Gessling tweeted out earlier that the Vikings have just over $650,000 in cap space left. So, I don't know. I don't know how they get better in terms of personnel. It's sort of, you know, you're halfway through the season. It is what it is at this point, I would think.
And that obviously impacts both the passing game and the running game. And once again, the running game doesn't really get going. About 3 yards per carry, 57-ish yards. And at the same time, Bradford gets put into the turf 5 different times by the Bears. So it seems like run blocking and pass blocking, both issues right now for the Vikings. I mean, how does this offense take a step forward? Or are they going to be in a position where it's just, hey, please don't turn the ball over and let the D go to work?
I think the Vikings had success earlier in the year. In the passing game by you know, quick 3- and 5-step drops, get the ball out fast, take your 6 or 7 yards, go from there, and then as the game wore on, the bigger plays were out there. And in the last couple weeks, Minnesota has gotten away from that. You know, last year, the thing that was so frustrating about the Vikings offense, at least from a passing perspective, was offensive coordinator North Turner was just insistent on continually doing these 5- and 7-step drops that just got Teddy Bridgewater killed. Because last year the pass protection and offensive line was subpar. And this year, it's the last couple weeks, at least, between the Philadelphia and Chicago games, a lot of the same. The few times the Vikings went to a fairly quick passing rhythm, passing scheme, that first drive seemed very promising, and then it kind of stalled out with a tip pass. They were doing that quick, you know, those quick patterns, and they just went away from it. I don't know why, but they just maybe thought they saw something downfield, and it just, the pass protection broke down again like it did last week in Philly. So the quick stuff seems to be working, and really, what else can they do? I mean, Sam Bradford doesn't have time to set up, go through his progressions, and make a throw like he did, you know, in the first couple three games he had with the Vikings.
Adrian Peterson's not going to miraculously show up and save the day, I take it.
If he does come back, it won't be till December. And look, Peterson had what, 2.5 yards per carry when he was in, so it's not like the offensive line was doing a good job of run blocking when he was in. So I mean, it's just been this huge combination of things that have contributed to this horrible offensive line play. And it's, you know, I don't see Peterson. If Peterson were to come back healthy tomorrow, I mean, granted, it would be an upgrade, but when you look at what he did before he went out with his injury, it's not something I'd be too optimistic in the Vikings being able to turn around right away either.
We're joined right now by Ted Glover, contributor for DailyNorseMinute.com, SB Nation's home for the Vikings. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is SB Nation Radio. Ted, another thing that's confusing to me, and I guess I shouldn't say another thing. This is outright confusing me. The offensive line being bad has been the story all season long. But what's confusing to me is the Vikings pass rush has really slowed down the last two games. One sack combined coming off of the bye week when they faced the Eagles and here against the Bears. And the Bears are a team where if you would talk to people that cover that team or fans, you know, they've been very critical of their own offensive line. So this should not have been a matchup where they got shut out from a pass rushing perspective. So what's happened these past 2 weeks to the defense that was dominant before they head into the bye week?
You know, that's kind of the understated thing is the big news has been the offensive line, but what really hasn't been talked about is the lack of pass rush generated by the defense the last couple weeks. And I think it goes back to a couple things. Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr just really don't look like they're at the top of their game right now, the two of the Vikings linebackers. And the Vikings defensive linemen are not winning their individual battles, which when you look at is just kind of hard to believe because the Bears offensive line and even going back to the Eagles offensive line was very much in a position of flux like the Vikings offensive line was. So you thought going into both of those games that the Vikings defense would be able to at least generate as much pressure as the Eagles did and the Bears did on the Vikings, and that just simply hasn't happened. And they're not coming off blocks. They're not making, other than Linval Joseph, I think he played a fairly good game last week. I thought he had a decent game tonight. Everson Griffin had a sack, which I don't know if called garbage time yet, but it was fairly late in the second half. But the Vikings are just not winning individual battles, which is really baffling because on paper you would think that they are the better unit than the units they're going up against, and it's just not materializing on the field.
All right, well, Ted, coming off of these last two losses, we've diagnosed a lot of their issues. It sounds like you don't think that offensive line play can be fixed, but do you think that the Vikings are about to be this year's Atlanta Falcons, or do you have some optimism that they can start stringing together some wins again?
No, you know, the last two games, they were on the road. They were and look, the Eagles were a tough matchup to begin with. I think the Eagles are a pretty good team, even though they lost again to Dallas. The Vikings have just had this voodoo curse in Chicago. They've won, I think, what, twice in the last 15 years up there. It just is always a tough place for them to play. I think they can get some of this stuff straightened out and just sort of get back to the basics of what they were doing well earlier in the season. Look, they beat Green Bay. They beat Carolina in Carolina. They can play well. But they just haven't in a couple weeks. So no, I don't think this is a team that's on the verge of falling to, like, you know, 6-10 or 7-9. But they've got some serious problems they've got to fix, and just, you know, remember what got them to 5-0, and it was quick passes, it was short, crisp routes, and running the ball enough to get the offense in manageable down and distance, which they were able to do earlier. And that, you know, run to the perimeter some more. I mean, these Matt Asiata plunges between the center and guard for 1 yard are just not cutting it. I don't know if it's just stubbornness or what the deal is, but I mean, mix it up a little bit.
Well, they'll have to do just that if they want to have a more productive offense. And we've already touched on this. The defense not being as dominant from a pass rushing perspective, that does seem to be more confusing, and that does seem to be like a fix. That could be a little more imminent than the ground game coming up with something. But once again, guys, he is Ted Glover. You guys can check him out on Twitter, at Purple Buckeye. You can also read his work, DailyNorseman.com, SB Nation's home for the Vikings. Ted, really appreciate it, and hope you've had a good Halloween, all right?
Yeah, I did. Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate it.